channeling the divine through our everyday practice, our everyday experience, moving from the subconscious awareness that takes place subconsciously, becoming conscious of that. Some people call it awakening. Learning to pray inward instead of outward, but realizing that as we identify as that spirit, that inward, that infinite being merely steering a vessel, realizing that it's a reflection of everything you see around you, so thus you identify with the world as yourself, not the physical self, so don't get the misconception. A lot of things are reflections that look like something within our body, out here in the universe, in the earth, what have you. Trees. Talking to trees. Trees were, and nature itself, were a great tool. They are a great tool. They were very useful to me and still continue to be. When the pressures of society, if you, you know, we talk about absorption and the water test and how our cells mimic our environments here on Earth. Looking to nature for that positive energy when you're surrounded by negativity, for that release, that grounding, to let that panic pass. They look a lot like the nerve endings trees do, especially bare. When we attribute our awareness outward, externalize it, not really outward, because everything is inward when you get to this state, but you externalize your awareness as if you were going to heal somebody and bless, go up to a tree, you pick a tree, any tree, set of trees, bless it. Pick one in specific. Hug it. Fill it with intention, not as if it was just a chore. Like some people say their Hail Marys, like, oh, I gotta do this, oh, I gotta, like, and it's more of an OCD thing than it is a spiritual experience. Gotta pray before dinner, gotta do all this, gotta, you know. So, but make it a spiritual experience. Bless that tree. It's as if you were walking into a room in your house, or consecrating an area for your temple, or your body for that matter. We have many temples. The earth itself, in this case. Consecrate this area. This is sacred space. Send loving energy into this tree and have the intention to back it up. See, this is where it moves beyond merely being a chore. Like, you know, the intention has to be there, because our intention is everything. Mean what you say. A lot of people say they want it. They want the enlightenment. They want. But do they? But do they do it? Do they put in the effort, the intention behind that? This is why it's important we do things for the right reason. It was said by a wise man that where you are now, whether you know it or not, you have wanted this on some level. At whatever stage you are in your life, you have wanted it. You wanted it and you got it. So bless this tree. Make it a pathway for the divine to shine through. Make it a channel, an externalization of that same awareness of your own, universally. Make it that nerve ending, is what I'm trying to say, friends. And as you sit under the tree and you meditate after giving that loving intention to this tree, you will talk to it and it will talk back. You will channel something. Triggering transparency. The trees need us as much as we need them. We have a connection here. There's a flow. It puts off the stuff that we breathe, and then in return we give off its life force. Now this connection is there, whether you know it subconsciously, or you're conscious of it. And if you are, congratulations. You are on the way. This has been Talking to Trees. I'm Kyle Worsham, triggering transparency. The law of attraction. What is it? What does it mean? I've been hearing this term for a while now. I was born in the late 80s. 1988, to be specific, my avatar, this avatar was, this body. And throughout the 90s, this talk started really, manifesting before my awareness, as I guess it did a lot of people. It was things I had heard growing up, maybe over Oprah or something like that. Nightly news. And I always thought it was kind of silly. And people would read the books and stuff. One book in particular called The Secret. And I didn't get it. You know, and we hear this, you know, like if I say what I want over and over and over again, it'll manifest out before my eyes. And people buy into that, but that's a common misunderstanding. Because, that does sound a little silly, and it is. Because the words by themselves are not the language that reverberates with the universe, that connects with it. We have to realize that we don't really manifest what we want, so to speak. The universe doesn't hear want. You manifest what you are. That's deep. It takes a deep self-look. Like, you know, get into it. Look at yourself without judgment. Manifest what you are. Think of the hypochondriac who constantly thinks they're sick. We all know one. At least one. If we're not one. Or if we haven't been one at some point in time. And we constantly tell ourselves, the hypochondriac will, that they're sick. And then eventually they'll get sick. They'll manifest an illness. The wife accusing the husband of being a cheater. And maybe he's not. Maybe it's her insecurities and he's not really doing it. But eventually he does it. Because, like I say, this isn't a question of is it being true. Only are you aware. Is this happening subconsciously or either consciously? Like I say, we are here to live consciously and die consciously. A lot of people, their first, you know, as you would guess, they try to manifest money. We got to realize that we have to do things for the right reasons, guys. Remember, we manifest what we are. Be grateful for the wealth you have around you. Because if you're here on Earth, there's something to be grateful for, man. If you're having this experience, find beauty in that. That's how we shift things. We are alchemists, all of us, whether we know it or not, we are great alchemists. Find beauty in that darkness. Paint a beautiful picture on your canvas of lesser frequency. Build your reality, build your experience. You got to help it grow, this garden. It's not going to grow on its own. You can't just have this blind faith that everything's going to work out. Like I'm a little, I'm omittable, you know, I'm insignificant. That's the word. I'm little, you know, and the weird thing about this is whatever you tell yourself, it's going to be true for you because we are creators. You are creating something here. We've seen a spiral out of control and throughout each generation. And then they teach their young. And then they, you know, because it's all stems in our intention. What are we doing things for? Are we doing them for the right reason? Do we show our affection for our young and our children and other people just because it's how they fit into this mold that society has given us? We're getting them ready for that. We're seeing other people as that, to put them in this mold. That's not doing it for the right reasons. That's living your life through another person's perception. Always wondering, what are they thinking about me? You know? And this, like, this isn't a given whenever you get a certain age. You know, this is not a given at all. I know plenty of people at the end of their life, and they still don't know themselves. You still see them act like their actions will change with whoever they hang out with whoever they're around. They need that acceptance, because, like a crutch, because they never learned to stand on their own. They never looked at themselves without that judgment and had that mirror time, that growth. The greatest amount of growth we can have comes out of our suffering. We are alchemists. We spend our lives through another person's perception. Given the options that were offered, we took what was there. Then all of a sudden you identify as you took a job at a shop, and all of a sudden you are a mechanic, and you tell your, I'm a mechanic. You know, totally looking past the whole magic that you are and the connection you have with the planet, we can convince ourselves of anything. And this law of attraction doesn't, I choose to enact the law of attraction. I invoke thee. And then it starts working like a spell. No, this is working 24/7 all the time that you're here. You are manifesting what you are. You are attracting your experience. So as we learn to live consciously, we can take control of our experience. I'm not talking to you right now. You guys know that, right? I'm talking to myself. Because I identify with the spirit inside. So I talk to the spirit in you. As one identifies with their egotistical side, they talk to the egotistical person in another. There's a disconnect there. The individual talks to the individual. No, I'm talking to your soul. The purest part of you. Because that's what I see in you. How do we see that in the most desolate of people, the most detached people? You gotta see what you're given here. You gotta look, what did I do to get these people into my experience? I don't want to cause them harm. I don't want to think ill will of them, no matter what. No matter what, because love, see, the thing is, it's not meant for interpretation. It's unconditional. I heard one of my favorite singers, Krishna Das. He was talking about his experience, and he went to go sing at the Auschwitz camps, where the concentration camps were, you know, in the Nazi Germany. And he said that he had a problem there because everything was so beautiful. Grass was green and the sun was shining. And he said, how dare the sun shine on this place? How dare you shine on this place? Because, like, at the time, see, like, whenever they were there, they had ate everything. They ate all the grass, the prisoners, the humans ate all the grass. They were forced to eat bark. Everything was bare. It was muddy. So as he has this, he comes to a realization. Oh, that's what you do. That's what the sun does. It shines on everybody unconditionally. Even on the Nazis who were occupying that camp as well. That's what love is. And true change will only come to this planet, will come to this planet, when we decide to see the Buddha in everything. That's the spirit in everything, as we identify as that. Become the Buddha. Step into your Buddhahood. Realize what you are. See it in others. And realize as you're creating an experience for somebody else, that's creating an experience for yourself. Because you are them. Not just them, everything on this planet. Does one decide to go pick up trash because it's the right thing to do? because, or maybe they think it's the right thing to do. Remember, we always think we're the good guy. We can always justify our actions. Do they want to pick up trash because, oh, somebody will see me, I'm doing good, and, or is it just you're talking to the planet, and you can literally hear the planet say, clean me. Examine your intentions. We have to set them in everything we do. Set them in being conscious of our intention in everything we do. Love everything. Everything. Show love to everything. And we're moving on, understanding our purpose here. I speak from an experience, as you probably have guessed, because there was a time on this planet, in this experience that I'm having, as this person named Kyle. The universe experiencing a person. I was asleep. I was unaware of the energies at play. I was unaware that we absorb things, of all this stuff. I thought we were just here. It's also random. And when the puzzles started coming together, it came together relatively fast. It took a long time, but it came together relatively fast once it came together. To some level, sometimes we have to experience something to totally trust in it. And that's the beautiful thing about this, because nothing I'm telling you is existential from yourself. No matter if you tell yourself it is, you know, that may be true for you in that moment, but I'm offering you an opportunity here, an opportunity for growth. Identifying so individually here, like a, how do they say, like a small fish in a big pond or whatever. And that's a kind of a bad metaphor, I like to say, like, because to some extreme that's true, but then to another it's not, because yeah, individually we feel like we want to stake our claim here, grab some land, I own this land and everything, and just there's this ultimate need to conquer here, conquer while you're here, that egotistical need to feed your ego. Either subconsciously, you know, consciously. Not saying there's not shadow workers out there. We all are to some extent, because yes, we are alchemists, right? We're not supposed to conquer, so to speak. We can, it is possible, and we will live in unison with the planet as a collective species. We will live in unison with each other, where everybody will see that same spirit in everyone. Because we're all pieces of that same whole. We come out of that body. That body of light I'm talking about all the time. It's like the universe incarnate. Little pieces of itself sending out to experience itself. We're the universe looking back at itself. We are that stardust deep at our core. This has been a wonderful educational experience, and it was a pleasure to have you holding space together. I wish you well, and namaste. I mean that. Triggering transparency once again.